History was made and preserved at Grey Roots this week. Grey Roots Museum and Archives held a special launch event for the newest addition to its Morriston Heritage Village, the Arnott General Store. The new building ensures the small-town general store era of history will forever be preserved at Grey Roots. Following a ribbon-cutting ceremony, visitors streamed through the new store to see an era of time that now exists only in memories and pictures. Walking into the new general store was like stepping through a time bubble. Displays included candy brands like Baby Ruth bars, Nielsen's milk chocolate bars, Adam's Chiclets, and Caramel Tootsie Rolls. Other brands spotted on the shelves include Keen's Mustard, Tomato Catsup, Beaver Pickles, Gold Soap, Mason Pearson Hairbrush, Gold Dust Washing Powder, and Sam Mar Biscuits. The store also features an antique dressmaker's shop in the back room. The general store will be a hub of activity in our village, said Jill Patterson, manager of Grey Roots. Grey County Warden Brian Milne said the new general store building reminds him of childhood memories of going to the local store in Dromore and trying to decide which candy to buy with his 5 or 10 cents. They have done such an incredible job, said Milne, who said general stores were about more than buying and selling goods. People gathered to exchange stories and, yeah, I will say it, they gossiped. The general store was the lifeblood of the community. Thomas Whalen sponsored the construction of the Arnott General Store. It was modeled after the store his grandparents, Richard and Jesse Whalen, ran in Arnott, near Chatsworth. I want to thank Grey Roots for recreating a piece of the past, he said. Grey Roots curator Sim Salata said staff at the museum have been planning the general store project for many years. Hundreds of hours of research have gone into this building, she said, adding that the museum has spent many years collecting items to be displayed in the building once it was complete. Arnott General Store is the first new building at Morriston Heritage Village since the schoolhouse opened in 2010. The village and Grey Roots Museum and Archives are owned and operated by Grey County.